你取得联络簿。
Hey Dave, did you get your grocery run out of the way?
Between run. Those little things just run out of between major runs. It was a minor run. Still cost $100 though.
$100 every time you walk through the door.
I know, one of those little carts. you can rack up $100 with ease. I think we may have confused the guy that was wondering about SWR. Maybe he's trying to drink from a fire hose, kind of an ordeal.
I'll do that to you, that's for sure. I'm kind of there now with a group of guys that I've got in with up here, and it's like everybody's going a different direction, and I'm like, I can't do this. I've got to focus on one or two, and that's it.
Do it too. Get focused on one until you understand it completely, and then go to the next one rather than hitting the high spots of each.
Never truly learn it that way, not to the point where you're comfortable. And if I'm going to learn something, I want to learn it.
And then once you learn it, once you go on and you learn two or three other things, then you have to come back to that one and say, now, wait a minute, what did I learn? I think unless it's your profession, it's not going to stay stuck in there. But it sure does come back a lot easier if you really do some deep learning on it.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Because just like with anything, you don't do it for a little while. If you've done it several times, it comes back a lot easier.
Bicycle. I haven't been back to that in many years. I thought about with the dogs, they're so much faster than I am. I thought about getting a bicycle. But then I'd be afraid I'd run over one of their paws with one of the wheels. or they'd be dragging me down the road like a sled.
Little scooters, though. That way you could just stop it right instantly because you don't wear a line on brakes. You're just kind of walking along with them, and then you push a little, ride a little, you know, that kind of thing. That way you get a little exercise doing that, and the dogs do too because they're not always held up at your pace.
Just two-wheel things, well, they make them one-wheel too, where you just stand on it. It's really short to the ground. It's only like 6 inches off the ground. And it's got two wheels, and you step up on it, and you lean forward, and it goes forward, and you lean backwards, and it stops, or even goes backwards. And you push one pedal to the left and the other one to the right, and it goes around in circles. But I haven't seen too many of those things out in real life. I know they were catching on fire there for a while. I don't know if they ever took off or what. Have you seen any of them?
And I think they recalled them or something. I don't remember what it was. Some people getting hurt on them. But one of the kids I go to church with, he's got a one wheel. It looks like a skateboard, but a big wheel, fat wheel in the center of it. And you can lean forward and lean back to slow it down. It's pretty neat, that one. And he rides it everywhere.
To look into. I was going to look into my father-in-law had with his dog. He had a three-wheeler, and it had a basket. And when the dog got tired, he just picked the dog up and put it in the basket. And it was an e-bike, so he could pedal, or he could, you know, or he could use pedal assist, the electric piece of it. Maybe I'll look into one of those. That takes up a lot of room in the garage.
They make those to where they'll fold up in the center, up under the two wheels, where you just, the width of the wheels is all the room they take up.
I didn't think about that. With a basket?
I'm sure the basket's something you just add to it.
I had a Pomeranian when I had my other two Yorkies. And that Pomeranian, he was stubborn. When we went on a walk, when he was done, and he'd sit in the road, and he would not go. He just absolutely refused. And you didn't have any other choice. You had to pick him up and walk home the rest of the way with him. And I'm afraid these two would do that. And my father-in-law Shih Tzus would do that. They would just freeze up and stop, and that was the end of that. And so I'm thinking it'd be a lot better to have a basket just in case they get tired. Pick them up, put them in a basket, and pedal the rest of the way home.
They're going to do that. That'd be better than carrying them, that's for sure. And you never know when they're going to tire out, how far away from home you are.
Well, I just popped my trunk lid, and I forgot my antenna was on it, so I better stop talking. I'm at home now. I'm talking on a floating antenna. Anyway, Patrick, good talking to you. Catch you on the net tonight. Kill 4-H checks, W4DJW.